Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Last night, if you wanted to see what James Paxton is capable of, what he's done at times in Seattle, why he's the big maple, why Brian Cashman was probably ecstatic to get the opportunity to acquire a guy like this, you saw it last night. He picked the best possible time to morph into dominant James Paxton. And it hit me when he struck out the side in the second inning. It was still early, but I mentioned to you, I've seen a couple of his ultra-dominant performances. I think it was a 17-strikeout game last year.
Right.
The no-hitter. He just can dominate. And last night, it was the look on his face. It was how quickly he was getting the baseball, saying, let's go. But when he struck out the side, Pierce, Moreland, and Nunez in that second inning, it just felt different. The question was going to be, can the Yankees score any runs? Because remember, the Yankees didn't do anything in the first two innings against Chris Sale, and his fastball was popping at about 96, 97. And so when Brett Gardner let
his
off...
His ERA's certainly popping.
Oh, yeah. But it looked like, hey, maybe Sale has it. And he gives up that leadoff double to Gardner, and then Austin Romine flies out, and Mike Tauchman is getting cursed at by Yankee fans because he struck out. Can't get the run in. You're thinking, Mike Tauchman, why is he even in the starting lineup? And I thought DJ LeMahieu gave him the biggest hit of the game because two outs, you got to get that run in. He did. Luke Voit tacked on another. And then a few innings later, Mike Tauchman's roping an RBI double, and then after that, hitting a three-run bomb.
And don't forget the second and third nobody out that Paxton got out of. Second and third nobody out. He gets two short fly balls to right field. And then I forget how the third out was made.
Strikeout.
That's right, strikeout. And he's out of the inning, and he was pumped up when he got off the mound for that. And I thought that was huge right there.
That was.
Huge.
And I think what made it even more impressive is who he did it against. He was facing J.D. Martinez.
That's right.
Who
Steve Pierce.
Pierce was off to this awful start.
But it was Martinez, Pierce.
Right. And then Mitch Moreland is the guy he struck out.
Right, correct.
But I thought, without even doing much, Aaron Judge was a huge factor because I think they were afraid to run on Aaron Judge. Remember, the runner on third's Mookie Betts, not a guy who's slow.
No, you're right.
But I think Judge gives you a little bit of a fear factor with that arm in right field. But you're right. That was the biggest issue he faced in this game was that fourth inning. And he responded in a big way against the heart of this Red Sox lineup.
Yep.
And we saw a fired up James Paxton, as you pointed out, after that strikeout. We saw a dominant James Paxton. We saw exactly why the Yankees traded for him. Because he's capable of stuff like this. Now, can he do it consistently? Can he do it for 32 starts? Maybe not 32 starts, but 15 of the starts, 20 of the starts? We'll find out. But, boy, he picked such a good time to have that first dominant outing. I don't care how down the Red Sox are right now. He did it to the Boston Red Sox is the bottom line. And I never understood, and we didn't make a big deal out of it because I didn't think it was a big deal, but I had heard this brought up by a few people, including some callers, about James Paxton is seeing a sports psychologist.
I saw that.
Who cares?
Yeah, I read it.
That doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean anything. What does that mean? That he's not going to be able to pitch in New York?
Yeah.
I don't know if James Paxton can pitch in New York. We still don't know. He's only made four starts.
I've actually seen a talk show host psychologist for years. I don't want to tell anybody.
Is his name Mark Chernoff?
No.
Is his name Mike Francesa?
No, certainly not.
No.
But I just wanted a full disclosure that you just let people know.
And there's no judgments on you, Joe. Just like no judgments on Pat. What the heck does that mean? Who cares if he's seeing a sports psychologist? I think with anybody that comes to this town, there is a skepticism on if they can handle it. That is fair game.
No, of course.
And it's still out there for Paxton. That's fine.
Well, but we don't know yet,
but
really.
Of course, but the idea of seeing a sports psychologist doesn't mean anything. It's probably a good thing.
A-Rod had one.
Right.
I think he had a couple psychologists. I don't think just sports. I think there was a couple different ones.
I think you're right. And, you know, I got to give credit to another guy. Besides the obvious, like Mike Tauchman and Gleyber Torres and Clint Frazier, Giovanni Urshela can play third base. He is so good defensively over there at third. And he's hit a little bit, too. I can't expect him to continue to hit, but he has hit. But, boy, oh, boy, some of the plays, like he made a play against Mookie Betts in the sixth inning of this game. It was a great defensive play. And that's why Terry Francona loved him in Cleveland. The reason why Urshela was starting playoff games is because they love his glove over there. So he's not Miguel Andujar offensively. We understand that. But guess what? Miguel Andujar is not Giovanni Urshela defensively either. Guy is tremendous defensively.
Now, three home runs by the Yankees last night. One of them by Tauchman, of course, as you mentioned, a three-run bomb into the second deck. Clint Frazier hit another home run last night. Who are the other one now?
Clint Frazier, Gleyber Torres, and Mike Tauchman.
Yeah, because that came. That was the tack-on run late after they were already up 7-0. So let's hear the home runs. Take it away, though.
A long drive to right center field. Back goes Betts on the track. He's at the wall leaping, and it is gone. Clint Frazier. Downtown goes Frazier.
Here is a 2-0. Swung on and into the air to deep right. That ball is high. Mid is far. It is gone. Second deck. It's a three-run home run from Mike Tauchman. Tauchman, the sock man. He hits a three-run drive into the second
deck. You don't like that.
Right.
It's weak.
And the Yankees have blown it open. They have a 7-0 lead.
First career home run.
Swung on into the air to right.
No one knew.
It's back on the track. Right. At the wall. She's gone. It is Gleyber Day. And like a good Gleyber, Torres is there. Three homers to right.
Even John's cracking up.
Home run of the night. And the Yankees have an 8-0 lead.
The problem is those two, Gleyber and Frazier, are so good that this is.
Now, Tauchman and Sockman is just weak.
Yeah.
It's weak.
I don't know how much thought he gave
to
it.
Well, I mean, the guy, he's the first home run in his career.
I know.
And, I don't, like you said, nobody even on the bench knew that.
I know. He says very quietly, yeah, that was my first career home run. So good for him, man, because it is funny how the game of baseball works. He comes up in the third inning with a runner on third and less than two outs. He strikes out. He can't get the run home. Guy's hitting 110. I mean, think about it.
Yeah, well.
He's hitting 110. He's got
Chris
no
Davis.
He is. He's behind in home runs and RBIs,
well, there.
So if you're a Yankee fan, you're thinking to yourself, why is this guy even playing? You know, Chris Sale, why am I looking at him anymore? Comes up in the fourth inning. Sure, they've already taken a 4-0 lead. Rips an RBI double. Then he comes up in the sixth inning, and he puts one into the second deck. So he was really able to change his night from probably being cursed at by Yankee fans and his 120 batting average after he can't get a runner home from third with less than two outs to turning in a four RBI day. Fortunes can change very quickly in Major League Baseball, and good for him.
Yeah, well, when you play 162 games, man, there's always an opportunity tomorrow in baseball.
No, there isn't.
There really is.
The one positive, and this isn't for Yankee fans, but for players like Mike Tauchman, is injuries create opportunity. Now, there are a lot of guys that just don't get that opportunity.
Right,
and certainly
right.
It's there for Mike Tauchman with all the injuries that they're dealing with. But that was a feel-good win for the Yankees. The cliche is it's all about the next day's starting pitcher. Well, today's starting pitcher is Jay Happ. And Jay Happ needs to follow James Paxton, maybe not by dominating the way Paxton did, but by turning his season around. Because when you look at the Yankee struggles, the injuries are obvious, and it's not an excuse. It's just reality. They're completely banged up. But there are guys on this team that need to perform better. One of them is James Paxton, check mark. The next is Jay Happ. Jay Happ, since that postseason start against the Red Sox a year ago, has been terrible. He's just got to be better. Overall, he's got good career numbers against Boston. That was a part of the appeal when Brian Cashman traded for him.
Paxton's got huge numbers against the Red Sox.
He does.
I didn't realize he was that good against them.
Yeah, no, he's got great numbers against the Red Sox, certainly.
He does.
I think he had good numbers against the Astros, too, before his last start. Yeah,
right, right.
And for James Paxton, he's going to be challenged because he's probably going to face the Red Sox a bunch more times.
Well, of course.
I don't think.
Maybe one of the London games.
Maybe. What an honor it would be for
what
James
What the ball
Paxton.
Carries there? Where are they playing those games? Wembley Stadium? Where is it?
Is that where it is?
I think
it's on a cricket field, isn't it?
They're playing on a cricket field?
I think so.
Wow.
I think that's where they're playing.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Especially because it's Yankees, Red Sox.
Oh, God.
You know you have great rivalries in sports.
You know? Really? How about Twins Royals over there?
It's a good idea.
Come on.
And meanwhile, maybe the Mets in a couple of years, I heard.
Oh, stop.
Mets are a possibility.
Please, no.
It's in London Stadium. What is London Stadium? Is that
a
baseball
new place?
Stadium?
I guess it was used for the Olympics.
Okay.
Was it London Stadium? Are you going, Ern?
Is he going? Go to London.
I would go.
I'm sure you would.
I know
it's an expensive trip.
Tally-ho.
Oh, very.
Tally-ho.
I know the Red Sox don't look good. And I heard even Giannotti say this morning they're not going to make the playoffs. I think they're going to.
18 games into the year, that's a little early.
I think they're going to be.
Can't be worse
better.
Than 6-12.
Yeah, saying better isn't saying much. They're going to be okay, But there was something about this team even before the season started. Maybe it's just trying to come back from such a great year.
Well, it started that they had no bullpen. I mean, we talked about that over and over.
And that hasn't even been their biggest issue.
I understand, you know. But, you know, I never loved their rotation to begin. I know Sale is a very good pitcher. He's a terrific pitcher. I never loved their rotation to begin.
But you know what's crazy? And I agree with you about that. I don't love their rotation. And you've got Nady Eovaldi struggling, Chris Sale struggling. David Price has been very good. Rodriguez was at least better in his last start. Rick Porcello's throwing batting practice. But if you look around Major League Baseball right now, because I did this morning because I was curious about this, the ERA of Major League Baseball
pitchers,
it's way up.
We talked about it yesterday. Who really is pitching good?
Yeah.
Nobody.
And the Red Sox bullpen has had its bad moments, but it really hasn't been the biggest issue. I mean, you've got guys, and you know, we said this about Jay Happ and James Paxton, you got guys that need to be better. I mean, it comes down as simple as that. Mookie Betts is not off to a good start. He's hitting .212.
Nope.
Jackie Bradley Jr. has been terrible.
Yep.
Benintendi's banged up right now. Rafael Devers has done very, very little. Bogarts has been okay. Nunez stinks. I don't know what happened to him. The last 2 years, he hasn't been very good. The catching position still gives them no offense. They were able to overcome that last year.
Didn't they drop Swihart down last night?
They did.
Brought Leon up.
Yeah, he was their backup catcher to begin with. Right. They've mostly been playing Christian Vasquez, but they brought Sandy Leon back. They got rid of Blake Swihart. I think they're going to be fine. But right now, if you're the Yankees, it's the same thing with Tampa Bay. You want to take advantage of this moment and just put as big of a lead on them as you can.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.